Movements are having a moment. From Me Too to Black Lives Matter and Dreamers, minorities and women are demanding inclusion. As Kelsey Hasden with Modern Cities says, one area where these groups have been historically excluded is at work. And that has economic consequences far beyond office walls. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo, and that's this week's Business Brief. First of all, Kelsey, what is economic exclusion?
Economic exclusion is when certain groups in the community are not able to participate. So this tends to include poor education, job insecurity, unaffordable housing, transportation issues, things like that that really prevent people from full participation.
So it's a whole host of issues that kind of combine under this umbrella of economic exclusion, right?
Correct.
What are some examples of ways that we can see this exclusion manifesting itself in workplaces?
So specifically with the hashtag MeToo movement, women are experiencing sexual harassment and assault in the workplace. It tends to say that, you know, women don't need to feel comfortable at work. So women are probably leaving employers. They are probably moving and shifting to different employers. And so they end up having an unstable workforce. You know, there's the commonly known study that, you know, if you have two resumes, they have all of the same credentials. The name on one is John Smith, and the name on the second one is DeSean Jackson. John Smith is going to be hired before DeSean Jackson. And so in that way, we can see how minorities, specifically Blacks, are not able to participate in the workforce.
What do you think employers should be thinking about in terms of including everybody?
Including a diverse group of people actually enhances the local economy. By having a more diverse workforce, you end up having a more stable workforce, right? So you have stronger employees coming in, and right, that's good for the company, that's good for the employee. And just like our basic economics class, when people have consistent employment, they spend more money, the economy goes up, etc.
Kelsey Hasden is with Modern Cities. That's at moderncities.com. I'm WJCT News Director Jessica Palumbo.